Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Governor-designate Ajay Kumar Bhalla will be sworn in as the governor of Nagaland today. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at Raj Bhavan at 10:30 a.m. A report.
Following the demise of Governor La Ganesan on August 15, President Draupadi Murmu appointed Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla to discharge a function of the Governor of Nagaland in addition to his existing duties. Mr. Bhalla is a veteran Indian Administrative Service officer who retired after serving in several top positions within the Ministry of Home Affairs. He notably held the post of the Union Home Secretary. Mr. Bhalla assumed office as the Governor of Manipur in 2024. His expertise in administration and security matters has earned him recognition as a capable leader. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, the five apex tribe bodies, namely Angami Public Organization, Ao Sendan, Lotha Hoho, Rengma Hoho, and Sumi Hoho, under the banner of the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy, have expressed regret over the inability to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the governor, citing the resolution adopted on August 9, which remains in force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Khodal Dham ground in Ahmedabad this evening. Prime Minister will also address a public function on the occasion. On the second day of his visit tomorrow, Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. In a bid to decongest city roads and streamline traffic movement, the Office of the Deputy Commissioner Kohima has announced a series of new traffic regulations with immediate effect. As part of the measures, the movement of commercial taxis has been restricted within key areas of Kohima town between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily. We have a report.
According to the official order, commercial taxis will no longer be allowed to enter from Lower PWD Junction or exit Middle Midland Junction near Okin Hospital between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily. In a related move, the Deputy Commissioner's office has also declared a no parking zone along the stretch from Fira Hotel to SMS Church located under Jail Colony, Ward 19. The decision was prompted by widespread unauthorized roadside parking, which has been causing severe obstruction to traffic flow. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman of the Regional Transport Authority, Kohima B. Henok Boitom, said the decision has been taken in the public interest and appeal to the citizens of Kohima to cooperate with the authorities to ensure the smooth implementation of the new rule. The DC also warned that vehicles parked in violation of this order will be towed at the owner's expense and penalized under Section 179 of the Motor Vehicles Act 1988. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
A five-day training on basic office procedures for six Nagaland Police Service NPS probationer officers is currently underway at the Administrative Training Institute, ATI Kohima, and will conclude tomorrow. The training aims to equip the probationers with essential knowledge and skills to perform their duties efficiently in their work environment. During the inaugural session, Director General of ATI, V. Shashank Shekhar, interacted with the officers and praised the Nagaland Police for its tradition of dedication, commitment, and hard work. He highlighted their exceptional performance both within and outside the state. The DG encouraged the trainees to balance awareness creation and enforcement in addressing issues and emphasized the need to stay updated with the latest scientific knowledge and technology in investigative work. Satellite OST Center was launched at the PHC Cheshore Town under Shamator District recently. The center was inaugurated by Associate Pastor Women, Cheshore Town Baptist Church, K. Susola. Medical Officer Chesor, PHC, Dr. Kumri Mongyimchungar expressed his sincere gratitude to CMO Tuensang for bringing up the historic landmark development in an area where basic needs were far neglected for a long time. Dr. Kumri Mong also encouraged the people of Chesor Block to make the best use of the OST Center and assured that his team and staff are ready to help and serve at any given point of time for the upliftment of the society and the addicted. Women's Team Nagaland won the bronze medal in the Senior Women 500kg category at the 38th National Tug of War Championship held at Sai Baba Educational Complex, Shirdi, Maharashtra. In their first ever appearance at the National Championship, the team yesterday defeated Uttar Pradesh in the bronze medal match by winning both straight pulling rounds. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that isolated heavy rainfall is likely to continue in Nagaland till 29th August. In addition, the weather agency also predicted scattered rainfall and isolated thunderstorms across all districts of the state today. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.